Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
To those of you who are joining us, we have a itty-bitty studio, but they love to join us. And those of you on Facebook Live, we see you. And those of you who are calling in on Blog Talk Radio, we look forward to hearing from you.
The Blog Talkers.
Yes, you are the Blog Talkers. So here we are on a Wednesday. Now we're going to kind of flip around from week to week a little bit. We found that Thursdays were very, very good days for us. We're trying to find our sweet spot. Saturday evenings are amazing for us.
Yeah, pretty much. That one's been rock solid.
And Mondays are the day we're with News for the Soul.
I would, though.
And speaking of News for the Soul, this we consider an overflow show from that News for the Soul show. Because so often we can't get to everybody. There are many who will email in or message in and call in. And an hour is an hour.
And it's not even a full hour because it's a regular, she's got a 24/7 operation going on. There's no stretching hours.
Yeah, we can't go longer.
She's got to start. Oh, we got Siobhan from the Land of Ire, International
Scholar.
Well,
yay, Siobhan.
Siobhan.
And anyway, so when we do our shows, like tonight now, we have a lot of people calling or those who are in Facebook Live, we'll extend, you know, a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we won't cut a reading off.
Right.
If somebody's got a reading going, and Nicole has no choice, so a lot of times we just won't take that last person because she has to go to the next show. We can bump it up a little bit. So.
And let's all swear that we are, you know, Mercury is in retrograde, but it's only until the first part of June. Personally, I haven't seen any big delays or setbacks. Let us know if you have, because it's interesting to find out how people end up being affected. Now, in the past, there's been some horrible times with computers and telephones, and, you know, it all goes haywire, and then things get delayed. And
Lord have mercy on our souls.
So this is Jimbo Baggins that you hear with the mannish voice. Those who are
man-ish.
Man-ish. The manly man sitting next to me.
Manly man.
And those of you I know that are wondering, he is recovering remarkably well with his, and boy, if you saw the scar or the incision on his leg.
It was only like that long.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's still.
I think it was just one.
They said he waited too long. So if you are due for a knee replacement, something like that, don't wait.
Listen to the ortho guy.
What? That you have?
No, I mean, if the ortho guy says you need it, you need it. Because there is a point where they kind of don't want you to get it super soon when you just need to be a little bit sore.
If you're a little chubby, you have to lose weight.
Yeah, you do need to lose. And it's just good advice. I did that. You need to do that even when the real joint, especially if you are hard on it, sports and all that stuff, it's going to increase the longevity of your joints.
We'll
get to that. Just go ahead and get to the thing, and we're going to...
the psychic gym show.
Well, because we're going to address these questions.
All right, let's do it quickly.
Go that, right? Go to your card. Talk about your cards.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
These are ordinary playing cards that we're using during the show. This is, of course, distinction needs to be made. Not tarot, not oracle, not angel, not rebel, not any of the, oh my gosh, there's so many. And I think they are a wonderful system. Thing is, I have not focused on any of them. I did try about 20 years ago to pick up a little something on tarot. Simply couldn't do it. felt like it was far too complex for me specifically. But for others have picked it up beautifully. And I'll tell you, this method, when I teach it, others tell me because they have a tarot background, they're able to kind of slide right into it.
I'm getting Facebooked. And that's like a vulgar term. So stand by for lots of stupid, unnecessary sounds. Keep going.
Okay, so I just want to remind everybody, nobody can tell you that what they're reading in your cards, I Ching, or any of the other many wonderful methods out there, that this is absolutely carved in stone.
Or any of the other.
There are so many fluctuations when it comes to our past. The future.
That's Facebook. Well, and then it just pauses because it decides to.
Okay, well, just try and live with it. We're looking into moving to Spotify, something like
But anything free is going to suck, so yeah. It is what it is. All right, anyway, are you done with your intro cards?
Yeah.
Cards are great. We love them. All right, let's talk about communications because that's the name of the game here. The number one way to get – let's keep getting the cords, so who knows how many speakers we'll have. We'll find out. First method to call in, and that's our primary, but not the only, is – phone 515-602-9676. You call in. That's the blog talk. You'll get some automated sounds. Well, no, not sounds. You get some automated directions that you're going on hold, and you will be on hold, and you will hear the show, and we will see you on the list, so you will not be forgotten. You get disconnected. Call back.
Yeah, just turn around. Call back.
We can see every single number on the list. We know what to do. Call on your phone, or you can call Skype. We get Skypers. Skype is a good option. So we get domestic people that use Skype, and that's their choice. Probably because they're on their computer and maybe their cell phones, they left it at work or something. They're like, screw it. So it's cool. It's cool.
It's all good.
When you do talk to us on Z Phone, please, no speaker phones, no Bluetooth, if 100% possible. There's times when you got to do it. If you're driving, laws, safety, we got it. But if it can be really bad on our end after it goes through the internet and radio.
Well, sure. You might go through tunnels or.
Yeah. And if it gets real bad, we're going to have to 86 you. You can call back and try again. Yeah. But we just got to move on. And also, that goes for, I wasn't actually moving to that yet, my dear. When you are also on the phone, if you also can. Not now.
I'm going to just ask her to hold. Hey, hon.
Yeah.
Can you please hold? We're finishing our intro.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I actually said that.
Okay. Well, just stand by. We'll be with you in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. You were talking about...
I've already wanted to, too, so... I don't know what
did you lose your train of thought?
Yeah, I did lose my train of
having
thought. Basically,
background noise is quiet.
Yeah, if you're on your cell phone, it's cool. We love cell phones because they can fit in your hand and you can do 100 other things, but please don't do it because when you go through the internet and radio, by the time it comes on our end, the communications degrade a lot more than just if you're calling your buddy down the street on the cell phone. So
okay.
Just bear that in mind. Secondary method to call is Messenger, but please don't call until we ask to call.
So, we have a call waiting right now, but normally we don't have a hold.
I would have 86 that, but Deb was a nice girl because we weren't ready yet. If it had a really cool hold system, we'd say just everybody blast us, you know, but Facebook Messenger, they don't because they probably don't care.
Okay.
And those that are in the face, and from the land of UK is here, if it gets to the point where you can't communicate either way with us, and everything's empty, we will turn to the phone. We ask, they can type their question in. So, okay, right now we're going to go to Siobhan Lendavaya and all you Messenger folks.
Yeah, hold on, all of you. Hello, my dear. We can talk now.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I thought you were going.
No,
do you want me to hang up and ring back again? And then somebody else go ahead of me.
No.
I mean, it's you're here. We finished our spiel, so we would have just asked for the calls now. So you're here.
Yes. Go ahead, hon. How are you doing?
I just want to see if there's anything in the car. It's just an update on Brian. He's talking to me like.
Now that does not surprise me.
We're talking now, but.
And what about, what was his name, the other fellow, Lewis? No.
He's well gone.
Well gone. Whoa. And you know, it's good for you.
It's good that you closed that door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I closed that door.
Yep, that's good.
And that's
me and Brian is we're talking. No, it's me texting him like now and again.
Well, it's good. Then you can focus on
one. He
doesn't
talk back to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he's not. It's like he actually does have a conversation with me. And I did open the door for him.
Wonderful.
And I did say to him, and he knows, and he said he would think about it.
Didn't you have a romantic relationship before?
Yeah, we worked together before when I was like 15.
Oh.
And then I got back with him then and when I was 19. But I was the one that broke up with him. Like people say, never go back with your ex. But me and him were actually fine. I was silly to break up with him. But I was young.
Young is not, that's good enough.
I was young and I did say to him, and I actually did apologize. Like, well, listen, if I do think I broke your heart before, I do apologize that I wasn't. I didn't know I was coming or going.
Really, you kind of don't have to apologize. It was nice of you. You're young. It's kind of expected. People don't really know themselves yet.
And I really don't believe in that saying about never go back. A lot of times relationships occur prematurely.
Sure.
When they need, you need to mature more. And then it can have a real beginning.
People use that phrase, you can never go home again. That's the famous one. And they try to apply it to everything. And they shouldn't.
Yeah, they shouldn't, because sometimes you need time.
Sometimes it wasn't right.
Yes. So for you, I want you to know, though, Brian's a very sensitive man. He is still feeling some sorrow and sadness over the past. He should get over that, because you both were very young. Even 19 is very young.
Yeah.
And he's really actually happy that you're persistent and you aren't giving up. He just is fearful of getting hurt again, from what I see here in the cards.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that will happen now. You are both mature, you know, really, in a sense, different people. So are you going to try to have a date?
I'm sorry.
He's very hard work. He is very, very hard work. Like, and you know, I text him, and he does have a laugh with me. Like, you know, he does enjoy talking to me. Like, but he is very, very hard work.
How so?
Hard work for you?
How so hard work? How so? In what way is it hard work? Because it should not be hard work.
Yeah.
Well, it's like me making the conversation.
I got you.
I make the conversation, then he texts me back, and then the conversation flows.
Right.
Some people aren't conversationalists. Is that normal for it? Is that normal?
I would give it a few days before I text him. I don't text him every day. I give it a few days, maybe once or twice a week, and that's it. Like, just to see, do you know what I mean? But he's...
Okay,
I find very exhausting, because it's like I make the effort, do you know what I mean? Even though he probably wants to get back with me, at the moment he's just...
Can you maybe send him just a cute little meme that you see, or, I don't know, a picture, you know how people...
Well, I don't, you know, and I try to have a joke with him as well, like, you know, and he laughs about it and stuff like that.
I think he's just afraid, hon, that you're going to dump him again.
I'm after telling him I won't. I'm after telling him all
I won't say that.
Well, right, but men are very, you know, they act like they could go out and wrestle with a dinosaur. You know, they can slay dinosaurs, but they're scared to death when it comes to matters of the heart.
But there's a certain point where he's got to get on the ship.
He does.
He can't stand there on the pier, you know, and not do anything. At a certain point where he actually has to spur conversation.
She makes him very happy, and he's still, fearing, trying to invest too quickly. But you certainly can. You know, remember, we all need to remember, love is a strength. It's not a weakness. It's not like we're showing people our underwear, if you know what I mean. We're not taking our clothes off and saying, hey, look at me, I'm in my underwear. But rather, the fact that you care for him as much as you do, that is strength. And telling him how you feel, well, like Jim is saying, he's either got to, a nice way of saying it, either use the toilet or get off the pod.
Yeah, I'd say either get on the ship or don't. Because don't just sit there standing on the pier yelling back and forth to the people on the ship. You got to get on the ship. You can't just sit there and make them do all the work.
I do believe he will. That he will get with you and start doing things with you. Didn't you say that you both are kind of close in your location?
Yeah, he walks across the way where I am.
Yeah, they're like super close.
Like I see him like passing because he does delivery for our Chinese. So I see him passing up and down.
He should order some Chinese.
Get some Kung Pao.
Yeah.
Have him deliver it to you. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, some Kung Pao chicken.
But yes, I feel things will progress. And all you need to do is just keep doing what you're doing. Be who you are. All right? And he's going to get over all that stuff from when you were growing up and realize that you are the love of his life. So, you are.
Does it show that he wants to get back to me in cars?
Yes, but the thought terrifies the hell out of him. Yeah, he's terrified. Time. And I bet others out there, you would, I hope, agree and say, keep texting him. Keep, send him cute little memes that you see.
Yeah, this is a real thing. This is not one of those people you've never met before or anything. This is a real deal. So, if this was some person you never met before or anything, you'd be a little wary, but you know the deal.
Time frame for that.
I'm thinking I think the two of you could actually be a couple before the end of the summer, as in August.
Oh,
all right.
Soon.
But I'm only giving it a longer length of time here.
To some people that sounds long already, but it really isn't.
It's not that long,
right? No. June is coming soon, coming hard, coming fast.
Maybe try to invite him by for a cup of tea or a lemonade.
Yeah, I've done that as well. He hasn't yet.
Okay, well, maybe he'll surprise you.
I kind of want to know of options.
Yeah, go to the little pub and have a pint.
Oh, true.
He won't do that at the moment. No.
Oh, shame.
Well, put the offer out there. In essence, you're punting. Like in football.
His birthday is Saturday.
That's resulted.
Oh, yeah. Well, do what you can do.
Yeah.
And eventually he should take the ball and run with it. Okay.
Yeah.
So
just
keep, you are the love of his life. He's scared of you. But this is the bottom line. He's afraid you're going to hurt him again. You're promising him that you will not. And he's got to just reach a point of having faith and believing you. And I feel he will.
Yeah, I told him I won't play.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I would love it if you would send me privately a picture of him. I'd love to see what Brian looks like, if you have
one. Can you pick up on something when you see him?
Yes, I could.
I do that.
All right.
Yes, I can get a picture of him.
Okay, hon, thank you.
Yeah. And then
you... I do that. It's fun when you come off.
If you can't do it before Saturday, because we will be back live on Saturday. Same, all the same, okay. And then maybe call in and get some more info.
Oh, I'd love that. Yes, do. All right.
Okay,
hon.
If you can.
Thank you. We adore you. So glad you called.
Thank you for staying up late for us.
Yep. Now you should go night now.
You go night night.
Yeah. All right, honey. Bye bye. I adore her accent. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's where a lot of stuff came from, that comment.
Yeah, true. We're kind of youngsters in terms of
history. Oh, we're
infants
compared to that, compared to that continent. Well, and compare our Native American folks that have been here for just 11 years, too. Take it.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
I know who this is. Hello there. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, hello. I'm good. How are you?
Well, actually doing very well. And Jim had surgery about a week ago. He had a knee replacement.
Go for it.
And Yeah. Oh, there you are. Looking beautiful as always.
If it gets weird, switch back to audio.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. Yeah. Okay. If it gets weird. It all depends on your data transfer stuff.
Now, tell me.
So far, so good.
What brings you to the show? Look at it. It's so bright and morning where you are.
Where's she going?
I'm here in Australia. But...
Very
oh,
early.
That's right. She's from the land down under.
That's right.
Yes. So I have recently moved into state. I drove about, I think, 30 hours with my cat. And I left with no savings, no plan of where I was going to go. I had no job or no place to stay here. I'm
just winging it.
And you just went. The spirit moved you.
Yes.
Kind of cool.
Love that.
A lot of us can't do that, so that's really cool that you can. That is cool.
So tell me.
It's been very challenging.
Sure.
Of course. I really want to stay.
Stand by for noise.
Like I've had a few things happen here. It's been
so tell me.
I haven't found anywhere else to stay, and my fear is that I might have to go back home. And I don't really want to do that, but I want to see. If I will find somewhere in time, but if I go back home, am I going backwards or will it be bad if I have to go back home? I guess, I just have a lot of fear of having to go back, but...
That's a very good question. I mean, I think that's a very inappropriate, important question.
I think it is a very
absolutely.
Important one.
Yeah. So it's like a two-parter, will she have to go back home or not, and is that a step backwards in the future?
Do you have
enough? Might not be.
Exactly.
Do you have enough finances to sustain you where you are for a period of time?
I have a lot of friends who are willing to help me. In that respect, I think I'll be okay. But either way, coming back home, I'd have to also start again. So financially, there's going to be sacrifices.
No matter what.
Of course.
Yeah. And so you're kind of hoping you can stay put, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I go back home, I'll have to leave. I'll have a base, whereas I don't have that key yet. And I've been desperately trying to look for work. I've had a few phone interviews. I've been applying for places to live, but I just haven't been getting replies. What's going on?
For those who are listening or watching, I'm using a 24-card layout. It's what I use in my sessions when I meet one-on-one. And I have a designation in the whole layout that I just love. And it's called Sure to Come True.
That's my phone.
And what I see under Sure to Come True for you is amazing. You will land a job. The money will be terrific. And it's going to lead you down a beautiful path. Now, the question is, how do you get there?
Yeah, and when-ish?
Yeah, when-ish.
What is the time frame?
At least you have friends around you.
Sure.
So you can sofa surf, couch surf,
That's right.
I can sofa surf back at home, but here I only know one person.
Really?
So, and I can't really... stay with her.
Okay.
Just her living situation.
She
can look after my cat, and I could try and
get
backpackers or camp or something. But it's going to be pretty rustic.
It was a really gutsy move on your part. And it's usually when we do something like this.
She's rolling into winter.
That our lives change.
They're rolling into winter.
Dramatically.
Gotta remember that too.
Yeah, in the process.
That affects the outdoors.
But she's
situation.
Not living outside, is she?
No, but she was saying if there's some, that's always some things you could look into. But with winter coming, that doesn't make it as favorable.
It's very hot where I live.
Okay.
So I can move to a hot climate.
Oh, so it's one of those kind of climates. Gotcha. Right. Yep.
Yeah. So
Roger that.
Hot here, but if I was to go back home, it would be freezing.
Oh, well, yucky.
Well, don't lose. First of all, and remain determined. Use the law of attraction by saying, I will. I know that I'm going to land a job. Now, you may have to take a job that is the stepping stone to something better.
A lot of people do.
The saying here in the States is it's always easier to get a job when you already have one.
That's right.
You know, otherwise they...
That's right.
So... I'm feeling something under the umbrella of like public service, something in a governmental or does that ring a bell for you? Oh, it is.
And it doesn't have to be government necessarily. There's a lot of public service that isn't, but
yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like we have here meter maids, people that just go and, you know, write people tickets when their time has run out on the meter for
their
car.
Parking, car
yeah,
parking.
Find, you're going to land something.
She meant real public service, like helping people.
Like
not
community work.
Yeah, she didn't mean like
but
going
I mean,
around and giving people tickets.
No, I'm just saying, take what you can get.
But yeah, you're
start
right.
Start there.
A paycheck is better than no paycheck.
I really feel you're going to be calling us back saying, guess what?
Yep.
It's not your dream job. But it puts you on the road.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
to that.
Yeah, it's the first step.
It is, and I feel that you're going to network with quite a number of people there. It's almost like they're angels that have been brought to you to be helpful to you, and it'll
it's kind of happened already.
Really?
Since I've left. Yeah, because I've done a few house sitting jobs along the way, and each place I've stayed at, they've been so lovely. They've become friends, and you know, I just feel like they have been angels to me. You know,
yes,
I
can see it too, and I feel that one hand is going to wash the other for you. You're going to make these new friends, and they are going to help to point you in the. You're there for a reason. It isn't just something, you know, that you just felt flighty one day and thought, I'm just going to pick up the kitty cat and we're going to go.
But even if you did, there must have been a subconscious reason.
I wish I had that kind of spirit.
Spirit, and it's hard to do. When you get older.
It takes courage. A lot of bravery. Yeah.
Do it when you're young when you can.
Like under Sure to Come True, in all these 30 years, I have yet, to see something here that didn't in one way or another actually come to pass. And for you, it's money, security, great job, and a future. It's like a, for your career, it's like a big open door. Sorry.
No, actually, I'm good.
So try your best.
I'll find some Wednesday.
And just keep persevering with applying for jobs.
So,
asking for referrals.
So don't bail out yet.
Mm-mm, don't.
Don't pull the plug and run back towards
the game. Do you have a good resume? Do you need, do you know what a resume is?
I have a good resume, but it sort of catered to my old career, which I'm trying to move away from.
Okay.
That was dental nursing. I mean, I'm studying at the moment. I'm studying psychology and counseling, but I'm not graduated yet. But I know once I do, that job will open up a lot of other doors to different industries that I do want.
And maybe you could find a job within one of these businesses or institutions that provide counseling. Not like you'll be sweeping the floor, but I mean, there could be other jobs working with records or, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and you need to have a few different resumes.
I'm going to send you a link. A
few different resumes.
I can't remember right now the name of it, but for a month it's like $2, well, in American money, it's $2.95, which is nothing.
Yeah, it is nothing.
And it's a template that helps you write your resume, and you can write several different kinds.
You should always have multiples.
Yes. And think you will find it. For me, it's been instrumental looking to go forward with, say, life coaching or the things I want to do. But I will send it. Remind me if you would.
I'm good for that. I remember everything.
Yeah. Well, if I forget, you send me a message. All right. I will send you the link. I love this. And this is for all of you. It's an awesome place to get a good resume going. And you know how a lot of times you're like, how I explain or, you know, put down what I'm capable of? It prompts you. It has prompts.
Okay, good. I need a prompt.
Yeah, you can Google and look at a ton of other example ones that are already out there. And
so thank you. Patient.
Thank you.
Have okay. nothing but confidence. That's your word.
Okay.
Confidence. All right.
Okay.
The P word.
And patience.
Thank you so much. Oh. And Jim, I hope you recover really well. I think these surgeries do. New patient surgeries are quite successful.
Oh, he's going to be running laps eventually here.
But it won't be tomorrow.
No. And I am diligently working on my online school. And I will let you know. Oh, yes. I will let you know.
Yes.
Now, I want you to have a wonderful day. Stay positive. Just think.
I will.
Don't give up the ship yet.
Just think, 6 months from now, you'll look back and be just amazed at how strong and capable you really are.
That's what I'm envisioning.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Don't get discouraged.
So get out there and be a rock star. Yay.
Do not be discouraged yet.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling. Thank you. Bye-bye now, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Adios. All right.
Good questions today. All right. Do we have callers?
We do have a caller, and we are not forgotten caller. We just had Allison is here. You'll be next, caller. We're going to Allison, and we got you next.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Because she's from the UK.
Hello there, Allison.
Hello.
It's rather late there for you.
She who is very patient.
So we're glad you are here with us. What can we do for you, my dear?
We've had three international callers in a row.
We have. Look at that.
Yeah. We like it.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncing. We're globetrotting.
So, Allison, what's on your mind this evening, this night?
For her, it's very, very early in the morning. Or very late at night.
It's 12:30.
Yep.
All right.
The day is, it's already Thursday.
I'm ready. My cards are ready, too. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, what you got, what you need, what you got?
Just in general, anything that you can give me, anything at all.
Well, how is your work situation going? I remember you had asked about that last time.
Right. The job is, obviously, I'm leaving my current job next Saturday.
Okay.
And I've got a replacement in another store somewhere else.
So you do have another job lined up.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so that's the perfect scenario.
And you sort of just want a general little look-see at things.
So it's obviously nothing super out there really weighing her down with worry, so that's cool.
No.
So she just would like to know, what do you see on the horizon?
Is the, also, see, I remember things,
Yes, it's the same shop, but in a different area.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
Obviously, they don't want to get rid of me.
I loved retail. I did it so many years ago. In fact, that's when I might have met you, Jim.
I've been at a place that's almost dead now, that company. But yes indeed. Well, you know, the death of the malls has killed a lot of companies that relied on them.
Oh, yes, and the pandemic really pushed a lot.
It did put pretty much the final nail in a lot of those companies' coffins. Yes, it did. All right.
Okay, what I'm perceiving for you is... This is in a different location, isn't it? Well, it's going to actually be a step up for you. Socially, you're going to meet new people. And professionally, I see somebody there. He's a man. Seems to be in management of a high nature that is going to see you as somebody who is meant for bigger and better things. And I would not be surprised if you get pitched a job to be like running a department in some sort of managerial role.
Yeah, in that field, there's endless possibilities in that field. I mean, endless. There's people that are like become very high, giant, regional managers that started out at the poop level.
Well, they often start out very low.
And that's because they're smarter, so they can relate to the problems.
I think you're going to really like the environment. Now, one thing, a word of caution here for you.
Caution.
If you are promoted, especially come in as somebody new, those that are already there, particularly women, are not going to take real kindly to it.
That's almost guaranteed.
It is.
It is an all around that. It is what it is.
So try to be pleasant and, you know, warm.
But if you're a boss, you got to be a boss. So
but even as working with them, be Switzerland. We say that here. It means don't be, how do you put that? When you're Switzerland, you're
neutral. That's neutral. So, but, you know, you can always blame the upper management. Say, hey, I'm sorry. This is what my bosses are telling me to do. Let's just get it done. Sorry to put this on you guys.
Yeah, and keep yourself just a little bit at distance.
Say, I work with you. I understand your pain, but this is what we got to do. What the big bosses want.
Because if you get too friendly early on, they're going to, once you are put in a position above them,
they're
going to abuse that.
They're going to think that, oh, I have special privileges because we were buds.
Yes, so do watch that. But I see you making, especially in terms of male friends, real good male friends there.
Okay.
Yeah. So all in all, Allison, your cards look really good.
It's good.
I really feel this is a good career step for you.
Sure.
That is going to lead to even better for the future.
And even if things kind of don't work out, you know, you can just look down the road and find, you know, there's other places out there.
Of course, but I'm not seeing that
it
won't.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that's one thing. The one thing wonderful about the retail world is
they always,
if it looks like you hit a dead end, they move on.
They always need somebody.
Yeah, somebody. There's a high turnover, and they need people that have experience. And you're constantly building experience.
So I think you're going to do very well. Very well.
The only downfall is about the job. I'm worried it's 2 minutes it's 2 minutes from me, ex-partner.
Oh, yes. 2 minutes away from your ex-partner.
Yeah.
And is this something you consider to be a negative?
Is there any volume there?
Yeah. Is there a particular reason, Allison, that this is a worry for you?
Obviously, when I was with him, it was all good, but there was a little bit of doubt in the end. And then when we broke up, it wasn't bad, a breakup. But I don't know. I just don't feel as though that's because I want to take the job, but then I don't want to be like sort of round the corner from him and coming in and seeing together. It's going to be a bit awkward. And I don't know how he's going to react to it. Do you know what I mean?
Do you want to rekindle a relationship with him?
Not really, no.
So then I think you can go there, do your work. And, you know, if you cross paths, pleasantly say hi.
You got to be professional as you can. And just, it is what it is. The past is the past. And both of you have to accept it.
And if he goes to take a step or make a move, very nicely, you could just say, let's leave things where they are. You know?
Say the past is past.
That's right.
That's why I'm not here. That's why I'm here. I'm not here for that reason.
Yeah, I really think it's going to be all right. I don't see any interference of any kind. I didn't see anything like that for you. So I think it's going to be good for you. And there may be an even better company coming along.
Sure. I mean, the field is wide open.
Right.
Nothing but opportunities.
So, Allison.
Thank you.
I had a question.
Yeah. Now, would you please call us again? We'll be here Saturday night, which is going to be your Sunday early morning, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll be here. So call us again and we'll take another look at things. All right. The more readings that anyone gets using this method builds on top of the previous reading, and tons of more clarity come through. Well, okay. Thank you, my dear. Have a wonderful week, and good luck to you on your new job, you know, endeavor. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much. She's a darling, too.
She was very patient.
Oh, yeah. Good thing she waited.
And I am going to start interrupting you again. I was trying to get your attention doing all these weird hand movements. I wanted to ask her a question.
I'm sorry.
Ignore me.
In the future, why don't you just pinch me?
I don't know. Why don't, maybe I'll flip the table. I got a question. Act like a gorilla that's pissed off.
I'm sorry. It was focused on her.
No, I kept doing all, I did. Yeah. You should watch the replay how crazy it went. Okay. And look at this thing. It just, what's it doing?
Well, Facebook is really acting up.
Facebook is, I don't
and
know.
And I'm still on restriction. So when I post things, you may not see them, those of you who are watching or listening.
It won't show up in your news feed like it should, but if you actively go to, you'll see it right on top. Like people get used to a lot of times seeing get fed stuff when she posts it, but they went like, shame on you for doing something not wrong.
And
so, yeah.
Amazingly,
I'm going to kill this and go back in.
Twitter, I don't have very many followers on Twitter at all. I have been posting notices about the shows. And today there was a pop-up that said, you have been, how did they put it? Well, I was suspended indefinitely.
Yeah, some stupid crap.
And
how did they put it?
They basically said, you know why, and I have no clue. I've not done anything inappropriate. And anyway, I put in for an appeal. But they basically said this is a open-ended suspension, and if we decide we're going to reinstate you. I'm wondering, are these free social media websites becoming mad with power? I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's because it's free, so you don't really have much recourse. You can't say, I will cancel my subscription and give you no money, because guess what? You're not. You know?
No, that's right. Why we're going to start looking at very likely a new platform.
You pause because they feel like it. All right, anybody? Okay, let's do this right now. I'm back. We got a decent amount of time left. We had a caller. I don't know what they got impatient or, you know, I mean, you got life goes on, especially it was in California. It was West Coast, so maybe they had a lot of stuff going on just getting off work.
True.
So we understand. If you're still out there, call us. Anybody out there, call us. I just put the number for the Facebook Live. Erica. Just I'm gonna put the number for the Facebook Live here. It's quicker for me to do it here before speaking.
I get it.
I gave you a phone number for you domestic folks. You can call in. If you are a friend of Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger, you can messenger us now. And if we don't get either in a couple minutes, we're gonna turn to you Facebook Live folks that are watching us, and you can type the question. So what the heck is that?
I just happened to pause.
Okay, it looked pretty nasty, whatever it was. I thought
maybe
it was like a CSI thing. All right, we have a caller. Folks, stand by. Caller, stand by. We're getting ready to give to you. I know they can hear us. I keep hitting this sound cord, so who knows what we're going to hear. That's what I stopped to. This is good.
Oh.
All right, let's go to our caller. This is our first domestic caller. 218, state of Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes, et cetera, et cetera. 218, you are live now.
Hey, it's Summer in Duluth.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, she's been very patient here the entire time.
Well, I'm glad you called, and we have some time here that I can spend a little bit with you and ask you about your work. Summer Avalon is on the phone with me right now. She does some really fantastic things from her home base of Duluth, Minnesota. But you are global, aren't you, Summer?
I am global. Actually, most of my clients are East or West Coast, and
see?
A few Canadians thrown in.
Well, we love our Canadian neighbors. Okay.
Yes, that's for sure.
Now, tell me about the modalities that you practice.
I am what's called an energy healer. But my focus a lot is, you know, looking for underlying reasons that things are going on. And so if you have a physical issue or emotional, mental, spiritual, or relationship-based, I will check and see if there's a reason why. And sometimes it's emotion, sometimes it's negative beliefs, sometimes it's entities, sometimes it's usually a combination of things. Most recently, I've done training in hypnosis. And I'm going to be doing what's called metaphysical hypnosis, where I do past and future life regression. But even better is I take the trance to a deeper level and we connect with the higher self and look at health issues, look at healing on the higher self level. And then we just do a lot of really cool things. Like I've got a client Saturday who is having, she wants to find her soulmate. So we're going to talk to her higher self and see what we can do to help that. So, and tomorrow night.
Fascinating. I really do.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm having so much fun with it. Right now I'm just sharing this with my existing clients, but I'm thinking sometime mid-June I will start charging new people for it. But it's very fun. Every Thursday night at 7, I do a free Facebook Live, and tomorrow night is my 100th show.
Wow,
and so,
good for you. That's amazing.
And I'm giving away a free past life regression tomorrow night for anyone who comments on Facebook. So there will be a drawing for one person. So
now this is, what time is this, central time that you're talking?
Yep, 7 central.
PM. So it's 8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, and they can find you on Facebook. Is it open to the public or do they need to be a friend?
No, because it's on my business page. So if they search for Summer Avalon Healing Arts.
Summer Avalon Healing Arts. Okay. They will find you.
They will find me, and then they just need to find the, you know, the live feed. And even if they just said hello or if they want to work on healing, usually I do healing for an hour. So yes, very exciting. Oh, and on Sunday, I'm doing a free Reiki show because I've got a training I'm giving coming up in June. So I wanted to, if people want to experience the energies of Reiki, I'm doing a show for free at 8 o'clock Central, so 9 o'clock Eastern, and I'll do a Reiki meditation and Reiki healing energy. So lots going on here.
You can, Reiki can be done, and I'm sure that's something that you do, practice.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it? Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Daryl and I, my late husband and I, were actually in training to become Reiki practitioners. He had barely been diagnosed, and the Reiki master that was teaching us, as she went through the motions of the Reiki healing, she took me aside and she said, I'm definitely feeling something in the chest area. And she said, it's going to be very difficult for healing. And it turned out that his kidney cancer had actually metastasized to his lungs. So, Summer, did you have a quick question before we run out of time?
Actually, I didn't, but I appreciate you allow me to put a little commercial out there. So thank you both.
Oh, yes, definitely. Call us anytime we have a show. Saturday night, you can call. You know, and I've
okay.
got a little bit of a proposition to offer you. We do have another caller, so I'm going to have to run. What?
But, you know, perfect. In the future, if you want to have her as a guest, we can have her call. We have a guest caller number if she
yes.
wants to spend the entire hour chatting with us, if
yes.
she has the time.
And we could
something
do that.
To think about in the future. That
I've
all.
Done that with Summer before.
Sure.
Long, remember a long time ago, you were a guest with me on the show. And we can do that again.
Yeah, we can do that again if
yeah.
we want to plan it from the start. And,
you could demonstrate.
Yeah, it might actually really be good. Something to think about. You guys
right.
can work about it offline.
All right, and I'll be
yeah.
in touch.
You fellow Duluthians.
Thank you so
yes.
much.
Of course. Honey, thank you for calling. I think about you so often. And remember.
Yep, thank you. Thank you.
Yep. You still have lots of time to call me.
And she was also very patient. She was on very early in our show.
Thank you.
More patient people here.
All right. Well, thank you, Summer. Blessings to you. Remember, everybody, get a hold of Summer Avalon and say that again where you can be found.
Not too late. I already muted her. I'm sorry.
Well, I thought she said Healing Arts. But if you just put in Summer Avalon, you're likely to find her.
Real quick, Summer. Summer, you're back real quick. Give us that info again where they can find you.
SummerAvalon.com or Summer Avalon Healing Arts on Facebook or YouTube.
There it is. Okay, thank you.
I'm not disconnecting. I'm just putting her on.
Yeah. Thank you.
We
have another.
We are going to our next caller, which is...
Hello,
410. This is from Maryland, 410. You are our last caller, possibly. Maybe not. We'll see.
How are you?
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
And what is your name, please?
My name, Amadou.
Oh, well, clearly you're speaking to us with an accent. Where do you hail from?
I am from Senegal.
Oh, Senegal. Well, very nice.
Well, where are you guys from? I'm watching you so long time. I love it.
We are from here in the United States. So tell us.
Oh, awesome.
What brings
Great.
You to the show?
So I have very big. I have two, three things to touch with you guys. Number one, I have African natural love healing erection stones. So I was recently brought onto this by one of my business partners, and since then I have not changed. I don't know if you guys have this in the United States.
What is it, please?
So this is a stone like crystal, basically, but it make you have powers like a goat.
You know what I would
like
love?
A god, not like
send
a god,
me
like
an email.
A god.
Hon, we're out of actually out of time. Send me an email.
Well, my favorite goat has been at some of my Indian buffets. They have great goat. Curry goat is my favorite goat.
Yes, we're having curry goat
too.
Really,
jerking the goat. Yeah, I'm not really looking at their genitals, their goat erections, mind you, but I think that
curry goat is pretty yummy. No, why are you talking about genitals? I'm talking about the jerk goat.
What you need to do is send me an email, please.
Baltimore area.
And explain, and then we'll contact you back to let you know, having you on, you know, for your reading on the show.
Wonderful.
All right.
The next thing I wanted to talk to you guys about was, you know, I'm in Maryland. I'm having a big business over here, and something I really want to make is, sorry, don't mind my animals in the back. They're just having a lot of fun. But a big business we have here is coffee shops where you can go with your spouse or partner. And you can, you know, there's kittens, cats, and dogs you can play. And I was thinking, what are your thoughts on that? Because I really love to penetrate a cat or two in my spare time. Do
you
guys like to do the same?
I think we're out of time here, sir.
I don't.
Real quickly.
Mama, do forever.
Don't engage him.
Yes, I think that we had somebody that doesn't really do a good job with that fake accent. Sorry about that, from Baltimore, Maryland. All right. Anyway,
ciao.
We shall go to a real caller that probably has a better sense of humor than their Buffalo Bob. They're talking about penetrating pets. You know, sorry about that. We're going to go to area code 708. You are next on this Psychic Love Doctor show.
Hello, and what's your first name, please?
Hello, Erica. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica, from Illinois.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not that good. I saw it.
Well, she mentioned it earlier, yes. And she's also very patient.
No, I can't guess or intuit where you're at. I just happened to see she said Illinois. All right, Erica, what can we do for you? And hopefully you aren't talking about goat crystals and God knows what.
I want to call it
a general reading.
General.
Well, hon, I need a little something to go on.
Yeah, we don't.
I have to build a spiritual connection with you for a reading. And just asking for general, you're just going to get general. So there must be something concerning your work, your love life,
exactly.
Family.
It can be general, but narrow it down to a field and maybe provide some details. That'll be better for you on your reading.
Okay. How about family? Because my aunt just passed away, and we're in a situation, my side of the family, where we're all bumping heads in regards to finance. So I guess, need some clarity, if I could get some clarity on that.
Now, who passed away? Did you say aunt, your aunt?
Yeah, my aunt.
Okay. And you're all bumping heads. You know, it's after somebody passes away. It's almost like the true natures of family members come through.
You see sides of people you didn't know existed, yeah. Or you kind of knew existed, yeah. And now it's not been confirmed.
And can you be a little more specific? Like, are they maybe arguing over the money that's left?
Money, possessions.
Yes, left. The money that's left, and who is, pretty much the money that's left and what it should be going to, or the cemetery. We wanted her properly buried at, but her son is insisting that he don't want her at that cemetery because it's a little higher cost. So we had a family member who insisted on giving the money to have her next to her mom and her brother, but we feel like he's being selfish with the money, and he has a sibling as well. So since he's the oldest, he's trying to.
What, like put her in a cardboard box and call it a day, you know, in a real Dollar Tree cemetery?
I'm sorry?
I'm just wondering, are they trying to...
She said that one of them didn't really want to go to the real nice place.
Yeah, they want to just do it as cheaply as possible so they pocket the rest.
So they can save money to...
Yes. We feel like that's the intentions of the oldest brother because we do have someone...
Tell me, Erica.
Yeah, we did.
Did Auntie leave a will or any kind of instruction for her passing? No.
I'm sorry. My phone is breaking up.
Yeah. Did she leave a will that was very specific on what to do after she passed or not?
Well, she didn't leave a will. However, my family is very small. We live around the block from each other, seeing each other every day. And when my grandma passed away, from my grandma to my grandfather to my uncle, they all in the same cemetery. She always was so strict on wanting to be together when it came to burial. And so now that she has passed away, they have this in the mind, like, well, she's already dead. Her soul is departed. It doesn't matter where she's buried at. That's what her
it's almost lost because I have the same type of philosophy myself. Is like, I kind of don't care what the family decides to do, but it, like, with all this bickering, it's like it's almost I should put on paper what will happen. So if nothing else, it keeps me from beating each other up and having a riot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the eldest in the family?
My sister is my mother is the last living sibling. Both of her parents and her brother is deceased, and her sister just passed away. And so she feels like she knows her sister better than her own children.
What did she want for her sister?
She wanted her buried near her mother, which is my grandmother,
yes.
And her brother, which is my uncle.
So, So her son is the problem, the one that wants to...
And it's like we was, first he was on the same page, and then he just automatically just switched. And now now my cousin, which is his sister, because they're the last two living siblings for my aunt, and my cousin, she's the youngest one, so he's been kind of pocketing everything out of her own pocket and not really getting no help from her brother, but her brother kind of like brainwashed. I feel like her brother is brainwashing everything. Well, she's looking at us like we're not helping contribute to the funeral and everything else. But my mother, she's just like, well, we insisted on putting her, giving her a proper burial, but you guys didn't want that, and you guys want to have a little bit left over, so we really don't need our help at this point, you know, because you're not listening to our feelings.
In an ideal situation, I feel your mother should have the final say about her sister. And, of course, the family wants to put them together where they should be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then you got the
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
funerals are for the living. The brother or the one that said, well, she's dead anyway. It's true. Her physical form has passed away. Spiritually, she's still very much alive, just on another level of existence.
Yeah.
So, in short, it's not like you can take this to court.
No, that's what sucks.
Because there's no evidence of what she wanted. So, if the son was acting right, he should let her be buried where the others are.
Yes, right.
I fear, though, from your cards, this looks
and
like...
And my mom is so hurt. She's just so baffled with this whole thing.
I fear this is going to turn into a family civil war.
Oh, wow, God, you took the words out of that.
Yeah, that is not going to be resolved.
Took that right out of my mouth. Family civil war.
Because I think that son is going to get his way.
Well, I don't know what the courts would have. It gets to the court.
If
they,
it went to the court,
they probably
I don't
would
know.
Default to the son. He's the immediate. Which is sad.
It really is.
It's the life of us living people.
Yes, too.
That if nothing else, if we have put out a will, even if we just so these things are
put it in there.
If you put it on paper, then they can't fight over it. You might save bickering from the family.
And she had no will.
Well,
it
happened so unexpected. You know, she had no will. Her life had happened so unexpectedly.
Right.
Because she was already talking about increasing.
I agree with him. Let's all take this to heart.
Lesson to all of us all, I feel the same way.
Learn from it. That to prevent a family from turning into people we don't even know anymore.
You're right.
Because of how they're
acting. Yes.
The best thing is for us to always make our wishes known.
If nothing else, even if you personally, like, I don't care, but if it keeps, I don't want to drive a wedge between the family if they're going to have a civil war.
Mahan, I wish I could have better news for
you. You're...
It's out of your hands.
And it's... God, it's what's sad is you are very common. We hear this all the time amongst families that have somebody passing.
Yeah.
And you would think it wouldn't be so common that families could be so petty. But they are.
Man.
They all freaking are. They are petty and selfish. It's terrible.
Well, you're seeing the reality of this son of hers. And
absolutely. I kind of already been aware of it. Everybody else kind of just is starting to pay more attention to it because he's always been isolated from, because he lived in New Orleans. And he had not, when she was on her sick bed, he was not here. He was on FaceTime. Like, he did not drive that ride or take that flight. So
that
it hurts to see him make all
those Well, honey, we're going to have to go, but God bless you and your family. And I just know that your aunt completely understands.
And it sucks that you're going through this, but God, it's terrible how many families do that go through this. A lot of them.
Yes.
We hear it a lot.
So.
It's terrible.
Please, people, make arrangements in advance. In advance.
Yeah, but at least feel good that in your heart you mean to do the right thing, and that's all you can do. You can't control what happens, but you can
all
mean to do the
right
thing. That's all you can do. Right.
Well, thank you, Erica. Our hearts go out.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for being patient.
Please call us again sometime, and we'll look at the cards for you again. All right. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. And I guess that brings us to the end of our show.
Yes. We have extended our show,
yeah,
and we got everybody in there, and we're getting thanked on here. A lot of people enjoyed the little exchange we had.
With the goat crystal land.
I was ready to roll with it.
The laughter in the background was a big tip-off.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I was feeding that little fire for them.
All right.
All right. We've all been there. If we all juvenile.
Now, for everybody that's listening, we're going to take you out with a little bit Dire Straits to the end of the show. Please join us Saturday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.